You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, soap fans. This is your Days of Our Lives daily spoilers update for the week of March 13th through 17th, brought to you by SoapDirt.com. There's a lot of action this coming week in Salem, and it is not to miss action on the Peacock streaming soap. If you still haven't figured out the best way to get onto Peacock to watch the soap, go over to SoapDirt.com and click on our Days of Our Lives category, and there's an article with screenshots and step-by-step instructions telling you how to get onto Peacock to stream. If you have satellite service or cable service, you get access to Peacock for free. You'll have to sit through the commercials, but it's not that bad. And or you can upgrade for, five extra bucks a month and have a commercial-free experience. But either way, there's no excuse not to be watching your soap. It's just as easy to watch it streaming as it is on your DVR. Let's dig into what's happening on Days of Our Lives, the week of March 13th through 17th. Soap Dirt's got you covered. Check out the spoilers. On Monday, March 13th, 2023, we're in Season 58 of Days of Our Lives, and it's Episode 126. First, we're going to start out with Nicole and EJ's plan backfiring on them. Stefan was drugging EJ, and Nicole accidentally got some, as you know, and now they've turned the tables on him, and every chance they get, they're pointing to a squirrel out the window, and they're doing the old cup switcheroo so that Stefan winds up drugged. But it looks like it's not going to exactly work out the way that they want. Also on Monday, very interesting pairing. Alex Kyriakos and Gwen Rizchuk, of all people, have a couple of drinks and do some bonding and are sympathetic with each other. Now, the big question is she going to hop in bed with that hunk? Because he's been rejected by Stephanie and Xander's still hot for Sarah. So Gwen feels like there's not enough, you know, love there for her. So would Gwen take a role in the sheets with Alex? If so, then she would have bedded two of the hottest studs in Salem. So good on her if she makes it happen. Also on Monday, Lee Shin cranks up his efforts to win over Gabby Hernandez. He better do better than ducks and picnics, right? That same day, Lee's little sister, Wendy Shin, is upset because Johnny Demera did something to Trip Dalton, and she is not amused at all. So wait to see what happens on the Peacock soap. Then on Tuesday, March 14th, we're in episode 127 of Days of Our Lives, and we're going to see Leo Stark stunned when he comes back to his room. Will he see Alex there? Will there be another hot hunk? Is he going to walk in on Dandy Zandy in his undies? Who knows? It takes a lot to shock Leo, so this should be pretty interesting. Also on Tuesday, Johnny confronts Stefan Demera. By this point, Johnny might have figured out that Stefan was drugging his dad. At first, he thought that Stefan was a drug addict, and so maybe he confronts him in that vein, or maybe by then he knows, you know, everything, but that should be pretty interesting. Also, EJ and Nicole spend some time plotting, and they come up with a new way to deal with Stefan and the threat that he poses to EJ. But will this plan work better than their last one? We'll have to wait and see. Also on Tuesday, a very strange pairing, one of the strangest in Salem, Belle Black is going to team up with Sloan Peterson to help get both Eric Brady and Brady Black off the hook for kidnapping Stefan and faking papers to get Rolf out of jail so that he could, you know, crank up a blender and put a pair of tongs on Stefan's head, as you do in most scientific procedures, right? Was that the silliest thing that you've ever seen when they were just pulling the blender and this and that, you know, bring up the fry daddy, you know, let's just hook Steph into all of it and watch the lights flicker, see if that works out. Anyway, those two are working together to try and save the brothers' hides in court, and they're both pretty sharp lawyers, so we'll have to say that the odds are good of them evading prison. If they had Justin Kyriakos as their lawyer, they might be cooling their heels in prison for a while. So we'll wait to see. Midweek on Days of Our Lives, it's Wednesday, March 15th, Season 58, Episode 128 of Days of Our Lives. EJ and Stefan sit down and open up to each other, and they actually come clean. So will they reveal they've each been drugging each other? This all started because Stefan is upset that EJ hid secrets from him, that he knew about the brainwashing and all that, and he just didn't act like a brother. He was predatory and he took advantage. But that's EJ, and, you know, the Damaras are never that kind to each other. But maybe, just maybe, these half-brothers can work things out now that they're being honest with each other at last. Also midweek, we're going to see Alex taking out some anger on Leo. So that has me wondering if what happens the day before where Leo gets shocked is maybe Leo walks in on Alex and Gwen. If he does, let's hope Gwen at least got him naked first and that he doesn't interrupt him before things get hot and heavy. Gwen will probably be mad if little Leo interrupts before she gets a hold of the Kiriakis stud. This should be fun to watch. Also midweek, we're going to see Lee trying to use Gabby's ambition as a weapon against her to get her to fall for him again. It just seems like Lee is fighting an uphill battle, but it's so cute to see it. He's been ruthless, he's been this, he's been that, but to be this doting, smitten, rejected husband, I don't know, it's kind of a fun thing to see Remington Hoffman do, and he's such a hunk, so it doesn't seem like he's going to convince Gabby of anything, but on the flip, Stefan's got plenty of time to screw up, and what might work out better for Lee is just letting Stefan trip over his own feet. Also on Wednesday, it's Johnny Damara's turn to play hero. It's not clear who or what that situation is about, but the only person he wants to be a hero to is Wendy Shen. So maybe it's her. Then we've got some more spoilers from Soap Dirt for you for Thursday, March 16th, 2023. We're on season 58, episode 129. Roman Brady is going to reach out to Lucas Horton and offer him an olive branch, which should be interesting. Lucas is still cooling his heels at Statesville, but his prison term should be up soon. So that should be interesting. And it's nice that Roman is ready to forgive him, maybe, for kidnapping Sammy Brady. That same day on Thursday, John goes to San Francisco to look for his son, Paul Narita. And we've got some scenes with Christopher Sean. So that's really great to see him back. It's been a minute, right? Also, at the same time, John's buddy, Steve Johnson, goes looking for his son, who's also an ISA agent, and that's Andrew Donovan. So we've got some scenes with Colton Little as well. And Marlena and Kayla have to deal with something new where they're at. Remember, they've been in these glass tubes and they're waking up, and then, you know, there's this whole Megan thing. So they're just freaked out, you know, about their new place, and it's starting to make purgatory not look so bad, right? Also on Thursday, there are more surprises lurking in Megan Hathaway's lair. As we know from watching the big Days of Days promo and other longer promos, Bo Brady is in a tube in the lab. Crazy Megan has been holding him there since he died because she wants him back to life and in her arms, but we know that he's not going to have eyes for anybody but Fancy Face, right? Then on Friday, March 17th, it's season 58, episode 130 of Days of Our Lives. And Marlena and Kayla are busy trying to escape, but they see a familiar face. Now, this could be they find Bo in the tube, but there's some leaks and different information coming in saying that that is not what's happening. There's no official spoiler on whether or not the face they see is Bo Brady, but I know a lot of people are getting really excited to see Peter Reckel back as Bo. We saw him on Beyond Salem last season when he was up in heaven and he had that moment with Hope, and it's really fun, but she is still with Harris Michaels, Steve Burton's character that he brought back to the Peacock soap, and there's no spoilers yet about when we're going to have Harris's first date, but Hope is still involved with him. So with Hope showing up this week, it should happen soon. Also, Kate has a stunning experience while she's apart from Marlena and Kayla. So we'll have to wait and see what's going on with Kate Roberts. Also on Friday, Steve and John keep up their search, and guess who they find? Hope Brady. So it looks like we're coming right up on the scenes where we'll see Steve Burton back, and we're going to have Peter Ruckel back, and we're going to have Christian Alfonso back. So these are big episodes not to miss. Do not miss Friday, March 17th, unless, I don't know, you're bleeding out somewhere and just can't crawl to the TV. Don't miss it. Finally, on Friday, Andrew and Paul talk about their relationship. You might remember that they had scenes together and they were vibing, but then Andrew had to go back to DC for his career. So it sounds like these guys might be working something out to explore a relationship. So it's very exciting. There's a whole lot to see on the Peacock Soap, March 13th through 17th. Don't miss any action on Days of Our Lives. Be sure to come to soapdirt.com and check out our daily Days of Our Lives spoilers update articles. Also, check out our official YouTube channel and look for spoiler videos and other relevant Days of Our Lives video. And be sure to check us out on Spotify and other podcast platforms to enjoy more Days of Our Lives spoilers action. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.